where I think it was 1976. Things were really going screwy. I mean, things were bad. And he, it's kind of like he came into the church, into the priesthood, into the seminary. You know, he came in with the idea that he would be one sort of priest. And he was very lucky to have certain professors, and he had a very traditional formation, and he's really great. But he was seeing where things was were going, and it was a disaster. I mean, we know what the disaster has been. It's not been good. And that's not easy for people to understand. I mean, it's very hard. Well, he heard a sermon by Archbishop Fulton Sheen, who I love. Fulton Sheen gave the sermon at a retreat, really. I guess it was more of a, I guess it was a sermon. It wasn't during Mass, but it was like a long conference, I guess you'd say. And it was, I think, in 1972, just as things were starting to go down the pooper. And it was a really great sermon, basically talking about what we were going through and why it was necessary and why it was actually a sign of hope, why there's historical precedent for it, and so on and so forth. I'm going to read a little bit of that in a minute after I read something else. But it got me going this morning as I was writing an article for Catholic Family News and I was, you know, getting some other stuff done. It made me remember anew the stuff. Oh, goodness. My sound alarm just went off. It made me understand anew or reaffirm to myself. That's what I'm looking for. The stuff that I'm always saying here on the air, that essentially there is hope, and in the depths, in the darkness, that's actually much more fertile breeding ground for even the smallest rays of light shining ever so brightly. And I've been saying this for a while, and I was talking to a good priest friend of mine last night, district superior for the society here in Canada, and we were talking about the vaccine, shocker. And he was giving a catechism class. I'm going to have him on the show soon to talk about this stuff. He was giving a catechism class on Microsoft Teams, you know, from his district house in Montreal. And people were asking, like, what should I do, Father? You know, he was laying out, okay, yeah, there are grave circumstances and this can happen. And, you know, but they're saying, Father, what should I do? You know, what? And he says, well, first of all, I got to give you individual advice, you know, person to person. I can't do it on a Zoom call with 80 people. But what should I do? And he basically said, listen, this whole thing is based on a house of cards, which it is. And we have to just wait. You have to pray really hard and you just have to wait. Now, that's easier said than done. Some people are not in a position to wait. But just as a general rule, you know, they said, well, Father, are the priests going to start getting vaccinated because you got to get into the hospitals and stuff? And he said, you know what? For now, we can get in. And everyone's been instructed to call the priest before they go to the hospital or to have the priest meet them at the hospital. And they can give them last rites in the car or whatever. And they've done that. But he says, for the moment, just wait. Because this whole thing is based on a house of cards. Well, maybe, just maybe that's true. Interesting news that came out, what I think speaks to this, came out today from Pennsylvania. Maybe you heard about it. National School Board Association waged war on parents after that. Pennsylvania chapter withdrawals. So I'll read it from the Federalist here. And I will make sure to put this into the good old Chatterooski. And personally, I think this is evidence of what my priest was saying last night and what Fulton Sheen was talking about that I'll get to in a minute. It says the Pennsylvania School Board Association voted unanimously on Thursday to withdraw from its parent organization, the National School Boards Association, after the national group demanded that the Biden administration use domestic terrorism laws to target parents who want to hold districts accountable for teaching racist curriculum and ignoring the science on masking for children. Wow. The Pennsylvania School Boards Association was not consulted prior to the letter being sent by the National School Boards Association to President Biden. We were not asked for our input nor discussion on its content. This was from the chief communications for that group. It's called the NSBA. That's the National School Board Association. NSBA sent a letter to President Joe Biden last month begging him and his administration to prosecute and punish parents who were fed up with radical indoctrination of their children in schools. In a matter of days, the U.S. Justice Department's Attorney General Merrick Garland directed the FBI and state attorneys to address, and you've probably remember this, Merrick Garland, right? To address, where is it? Disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff who participate in the vital work of running our nation's public schools, end quote. You probably remember this story from a couple weeks ago, whenever it was. And everyone was freaking out. Oh, look, Merrick Garland, you know, parents are terrorists. Everyone's getting freaked out about it on Twitter. Look, we told you, parents are terrorists. It continues, it says, while the NSBA claimed that violence and threats warranting federal investigation are plaguing school boards across the nation, the PSBA expressed full confidence in its communities to offer criticism respectfully. PSBA has always encouraged local school boards to welcome input and remarks from community members and all stakeholders, and Pennsylvania has a long history of relying on local school district control to ensure that the will of the community and parents is best represented, this gentleman said. As of Friday, at least 16 state school board associations reported that they were not consulted before the NSBA sent its letter to the Biden administration, while a handful of state associations simply said they were unaware of NSBA's letter until it was published. Most state groups condemned the National Association's request to use the domestic terrorism laws to target parents and said the protests they've experienced have not warranted law enforcement involvement beyond the local and state level. What does this have to do with what I was talking about? One of the things that Fulton Sheen talks about in this sermon, and you've really got to get this book. Perhaps we should get some in the store. Go to shop.mikechurch.com to buy Everlasting Man, which is actually, G.K. Chesterton was one of Fulton Sheen's intellectual heroes. I believe Chesterton wrote Chesterton wrote a foreword to Sheen's dissertation or something like that. Anyway. Well, in this sermon, this retreat conference that Fulton Sheen gives, it's all transcribed into the end of this book. He speaks about like the ages of the church, and they correspond with the ages of society, because if something's happening in society, it's because it happened first in the church. So, you know, that's why, you know, when do things really go off the rails in the church? Mid-1960s. When do things really go off the rails in society? Mid-1960s, you know, and so on and so forth. He talked about the various ages in the church and the various heresies that caused, and I'm metaphorically speaking here, so I'm not saying anything against the faith. What I'm saying is they caused a sort of death in the church. The church is the mystical body of Christ, which means it goes through passions and resurrections, in a sense, okay? And over the years, over the centuries, every few hundred years or so, there are major calamities that cause a massive reform that address insane issues. Obviously, the first four centuries, and then you get to the point where you have the Arian crisis. Another few centuries, and you get to the point where you have a schism. Another few centuries, and you get to the point where you have the Protestant Revolution. Another few centuries, and you get to where we are now. He talked about four ages or four epochs in the church. Well, in each of those situations, we miss perspective on why it happened. We didn't get to the Arian crisis, where you know, the divinity of Jesus Christ was questioned. We didn't get there overnight. It wasn't like one day some bishop decided that that was his idea. It was a long game to get there, and there were warning signs along the way. Same thing with the split between East and West. Very complicated situation. The West has a lot to answer for, and I'm not saying that the answer on behalf of the East was right, but the West has a lot to answer for and what happened. Protestant Reformation, it happened for a reason, folks. It wasn't the right answer, but there's a reason why it happened. You can look at what was going on with corruption in the papacy and times before that, and you know, Medici's and lots of different things. Maybe the Medici's were after, but you get my drift. There were problems. And in all these times, when the church wasn't healthy, it allowed various heresies to infiltrate and take over. That's what happened with Islam. That's what's happened with communism. Okay. So, in all of these instances, when these great crises and heresies arise, It's always in the midst of great chaos. And they ruminate for about 100 years. It's not a short time if you're living through it, but it's not a long time if you're looking at the history of the church. And throughout that whole time, empires rise and fall. And the church kind of, in a sense, rises and falls with them. But those empires go away, whereas the church has a resurrection. Well, we're going through a death right now. We're going through a death in civilization. Fulton Sheen said in that sermon that I was talking about. He said, Christendom is dead, but Christianity isn't. He says, we're living at the end of Christendom, not the end of Christianity. He goes on to say, what is Christendom? Christendom is the political, economic, moral, social, and legal life of a nation as inspired by the gospel. He said, that is finished. Abortion, the breakdown of the family, dishonesty, even the natural virtues upon which the supernatural virtues are based, are discredited. We're in between the death of an old civilization and culture and the swing to the beginning of a new. The old is dead and powerless. The new is powerless to be born. He had such a poetic way of speaking. Now, that sounds, if you think of an old thing bringing on a new civilization, that sounds, in a sense, kind of Marxist, doesn't it? They're always talking about a new society. Bring on a new society. Well, that's true. There's a reason why that sounds like what some of the progressives say. Why is that? Because, as Fulton Sheen also said, he said, there will be a counter church, this is a quote, which will be the ape of the church because he, the devil, is the ape of God. It will have all the notes and characteristics of the church, but reverse and emptied of its divine content, it will be a mystical body of the Antichrist, and that will in all externals resemble the mystical body of Christ. So what he's talking about here is the communist society. We're living in that communist society. It's an ape of the church. Biden is a pretend king. Pope Francis is the real pope, I believe. But it's not that simple. There are issues right now where we have people trusting in society the way that they should be trusting in the church. Marxists talk about new societies and the rebirth of a new civilization because they have to pervert what they know to be true. The devil knows, insofar as he can know, the truth of what's going to happen, as he has angelic intelligence. He knows that his time is almost up, and he knows that around the corner there will be a massive restoration because the gig is up. He started calling parents domestic terrorists, and even liberals go, hold on a second, I can't call parents terrorists. That's too much. He's never satisfied. He's a glutton. He's an addict. He can't handle the fact that people eventually have their conscience sparked. We are living through a death of society right now. But what did Jesus Christ say? Amen, amen, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falling into the ground die, itself remaineth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.